This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. We're going to tackle things like January 6th, the SPLC. Somebody's extremely upset with Trump. USAID. Divorcing parents. Should you badmouth the spouse, former spouse? All that, so much more coming up in the second hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. So, Jesse, did the SPLC have anything to do with January 6th?
So,
I don't know that I'm going to touch on that specifically, simply because I haven't seen anything about that. Nothing. I haven't ever seen SPLC involvement in January 6th. But I do think it is interesting to analyze something here. So, the SPLC, we know the story. We talked about it all week. They used money to create the boogeyman they were allegedly fighting against to justify their existence, to bring in more money, to do all this. They created the boogeyman. Hey, here's six figures. Could you do a Nazi rally for us? Huh? Created the boogeyman. Now, let's talk about January 6th. We don't have to cover the day. We've covered it many times before, but you are now painfully aware that the FBI was there in droves. In droves, they were there. They were not just there. They were there very early. Huh. Also, we can't ignore this. The FBI spent the years after January 6th hunting down anybody who so much as sauntered into the Capitol for 30 seconds. The federal government wanted to make an example of these people and threw them in cages as fast as they possibly could, overcharging every one of them. Yet, we have video of multiple people who were in that crowd wearing all their Trump gear, who committed some of the worst possible acts that day. And those people, none of them are in prison.
We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What?
No! Peacefully. Fed.
Thank you, Chris. That was, of course, the audio of Ray Epps, and you could hear the people even around him as he said, go into the Capitol, calling him a Fed. Whether he was or not, I don't know. But it is interesting that everyone else involved in that day got some silver handcuffs. He got a puff piece in the New York Times about how innocent he was. What I'm trying to say before we move on here is, it's wild how the tactics of the SPLC creating the boogeyman to justify going after the boogeyman, it's wild how those tactics mirror the same thing the FBI does over and over and over and over again. Remember when Democrats were trying to build this narrative that Republicans were really dangerous? Violent people, dangerous and violent. We have no choice but to go after them. They're so dangerous and violent. And right about the time they were building that narrative, in fact, October before the election, the FBI announced a really big bust. They tracked down these guys, and these guys were planning to arrest and assassinate the Democrat governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Right before an election, the FBI made a big bust that, wow, it confirmed every Democrat's suspicion. It furthered the Democrat narrative. Of course, it came out later in the trial that the FBI did the whole thing. They planned it, funded it, coordinated it. Guys got let off because it was such obvious entrapment. The FBI created the boogeyman to justify going after him. The SPLC created the boogeyman to justify going after them. Wild how these tactics seem to mirror each other. No? It leads me to this one. Oracle. Tax dollars fund USAID. USAID funds grants all over the world. Grants kick money back to ActBlue. ActBlue funds the SPLC. SPLC funds ops like Charlottesville. Why can't this be stopped? It can be stopped. It can be. It's just going to take a long time, and there is a chance that the people we currently have are not going to be the ones who can do it. Let me remind you of something. We have to have a longer-term view of saving the United States of America. When you have an evil, corrupt system like the one we currently have, so much corruption, so much fraud, so much thievery, inevitably the people will tire of it and they will cry out for a system disruptor, somebody who's going to blow the whole thing up. Along comes Donald Trump 10 years ago, and he spoke to those people. Drain the swamp, all that other stuff. He was speaking to those people who wanted real change. However, historically, when you look at other countries, there is something that happens in every single one of them. The first system disruptor is almost always the dumbest, the weakest, and eventually he gets nullified in some way. Sometimes they kill him, like they tried to do with Trump. Sometimes they kill him. Sometimes they imprison him. Sometimes he can't figure out all the ins and outs and he doesn't get the job done. But what he does do is he gets the system disruptor movement rolling, and the next system disruptor will be stronger and smarter and know what to do better than the first guy. And by the way, the next one, he gets eaten up too, usually. Too dumb, too weak. Can't figure out this, can't figure out that, pulls back when he should push forward. Then, I know you're going to find this predictable, you get another one. As long as the people are hungering for major system changes, a system disruptor will rise to move that ball forward, and they get smarter and meaner as you go. The first one, because he doesn't even know what he's up against totally yet, is always the dumbest and the weakest. Always. Without question. And that's not meant to be an insult. He's the first one. So he gets eaten alive by an evil, corrupt system. The next one learns. Then the next one after him learns. When people express frustrations with what Trump isn't doing or whatnot, like this email I'm about to read, when people express that, that's all very legitimate. People will email in and say, well, why don't I go harder, even though I'm happy to criticize Trump and I disagree? Why don't I just bash Trump all the time? Trump is moving our ball forward. I never expected Trump to solve all the problems. I never expected Trump to be the end. Trump is the beginning. Trump is the beginning. And people don't want to hear that because they want Trump to fix everything now. And Trump superfans definitely don't want to hear that because they want to believe that he is going to fix everything and he's doing everything right. No, it's not possible to do everything right when you're the first system disruptor. Trump is the beginning. Trump is going to move that ball in the right direction and is moving that ball in the right direction. He was never the guy who was going to save it all. And the next one, whoever that is, probably won't be either. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's Vance. Who knows? Maybe some outside. I don't have any idea. He'll be better, sharper. Trump is moving the ball in the correct direction. For the first system disruptor, to be honest, that's about what you can expect. If you look at him as the end, He has 3 years left, 2.5 years left to solve all the problems. And if he doesn't, we're totally finished. If that's where you have allowed your mind to go, you are going to be stressed and disappointed all the time because he can't do that. No human being on the planet could. Nobody who's ever walked the earth could ever do something like that with a system this large and evil and corrupt. The best you can hope for is moving the ball forward a little. And stuff like this.
We've got all the evidence. I can announce on your show that we've got all the information we need. We're working with our prosecutors, the Department of Justice, and their Attorney General Todd Blanche. And yeah. We are going to be making arrests. And it's coming. And I promise you, it's coming soon.
Do you believe Cash Patel? I don't know. Maybe not. Not sure I do. But talking about arrests. Arrests for what? 2020 election fraud. Democrats stole an election. Someone should go to prison for that. Looks like there's a chance someone might. That's something. Doesn't give you 4 years back that we lost with Joe Biden, but it's something. Relief factor is something. Relief factor is something that will take your pain away. Relief factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. And what does it do? It supports your body's response to inflammation. You are sore. You have this nagging pain because it's inflamed. That's why your knee hurts. That's why your back hurts. That's why your neck hurts. Relief Factor can make it better. It doesn't just mask it for a short time. We're talking about the complete elimination of your pain. This is a supplement that works. You do not have to take my word for it. In fact, I hope you don't. They sell a 3-week quick start of it for $19.95. That's less than a buck a day. 3 weeks of it, $19.95. Take it every day for 3 weeks. If your pain is not any better, just don't call them back. There's a reason almost everyone calls them back. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, absolutely wonderful Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We still have so many freaking things to get to tonight. Voting for Lindsey Graham, divorce. I'll try to talk this lady off the edge really quickly. What if we got Somalis voting Republican, all that more? Dear Jesse, are we there yet is the subject. Is it time to dump Trump, she says. Using your rental car analogy, it seems the car we rented has gone crazy. The autopilot took control and it's heading off a cliff. Would forcing Trump to resign be an option to save the midterms? At this point, I may vote Democrat just to see him impeached. Man, this lady is furious. I realize we may not recover from another 6 years of Democrat rule, but what I have a hard time understanding is how Trump cannot see this. All right. So obviously this lady is very, very upset. She goes on to talk about Iran and things like that. Okay, so I just brought that up. I want to again say we are getting some things. We are getting some things. Just because you have some very legitimate gripes does not mean that it's been nothing but failure. That is simply not true at all. We are getting some things. We are going to have President Donald Trump from now until the end of his term, okay? It will be 2028 until he is gone. What does that mean? That means we need to yell and poke and prod and cheer, by the way, too. Not just sugar cubes, not just whips. We need to try to get him to continue to move our ball forward as fast and hard as he possibly can before he, Lord willing, hands over the reins to someone else who will hopefully take that ball and carry it forward. Whether you are thrilled with what Trump has done or angry with what Trump has done is completely inconsequential. He's what we've got now, and that ain't changing until 2028, unless, God forbid, something happens to him medically or something like that. But he is our guy. He's the only rental car, to use my rental car analogy, which you brought up. He's the only one you got. He was the last one in the shop. There's nothing else available. If you want to drive somewhere, that's the rental car you got. Now, maybe you're thrilled with your rental car. Maybe you're disgusted with it and you want out. But none of that matters. He's the one you got. We are probably looking at another 2.5 years of him deregulating the economy. Let's remember, he's cutting regulations. Expanding energy production. We did have those costs going down before this whole Iran thing, but that's another story. So expanding energy production, some good appointments to the federal government, some really bad ones too, obviously, some cutting of the federal government. We will keep deporting some foreigners. We need more, but some. The border will continue to be secure. We're not going to see a big tax increase. In fact, some people have seen their taxes go down, certainly people who earn tips. He's the only rental car we've got, and it's not broken down on the side of the road. It's still moving. It's moving. Just might not be the one you want. I do understand your frustration with the Iran thing and now the ever-increasing prices and what that might mean for us after the midterms. I get it. I share it, but he's the only rental car we have. I'm sorry. Maybe you're not happy with your Dodge Impala or Chevy Impala. I'm sorry. Maybe you're thrilled with it, but that's what you got. This guy writes a long email, which I'm not going to read, but basically he's stuck in South Carolina. Well, not stuck. I love South Carolina, but he's stuck having to vote or not vote for Lindsey Graham. That's the whole thing. Do I vote for the Democrat is what he asks. I just don't think I can vote for a Democrat. Unless a Republican votes for amnesty, which I know Lindsey Graham certainly would, but unless a Republican votes for amnesty, which I view as an outright betrayal of the American people, I don't know that there's anything that could get me to pull the lever for a Democrat. Now, I'm not saying I would abstain. I would think about abstaining. Certainly, if I had to vote for Lindsey Graham, I would consider abstaining. Lindsey Graham has been a stain on the United States of America for a very, very long time. One of the real swampy dirtballs who is everything wrong with Washington, D.C. Everything wrong with Washington, D.C. I want him out, too. Let's remember the stakes if Democrats take the United States Senate, though. If Democrats take the United States Senate, they're going to do an insane amount of damage. And I don't think they will. I think right now they're calling it a coin flip, whether or not they take the Senate at the midterms. I've looked at the map. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to have some severe economic disaster for Democrats take this if Democrats take the Senate. Now that could happen if Iran gets worse. We could have something like a recession. If there is a recession, now that could cost us the Senate. It could be some sort of a bloodbath and we're in trouble, but we don't want that. The Senate is immensely powerful. We're talking about judges, everything else. You do not want to lose the United States Senate. You don't want to lose the House either, but you definitely don't want to lose the United States Senate. Then you'd have Trump for the last 2 years getting impeached every other day. If he wants a bill passed, which he probably would, it would be a horrible bill because we know the communists would never do anything that wasn't horrible. Yeah, we don't want that. Let's move on. Let's talk about divorce in Somalia next.
Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Friday.
I don't want the Michigan hand after your August primary. I want the Michigan fist. I want that Michigan fist.
Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Master songwriter, I just had to complete a court-required co-parenting class for divorcing parents. In the middle of it, I think I would have preferred the Michigan fist rather than listening to the idiot counselor giving the class. That being said, I know I shouldn't badmouth the mother of my children in front of my children, but it's hard when she's such an obvious commie. How should I approach the situation? God bless. He said, P.S., please don't point out that I shouldn't have married a commie in the first place. She was smoking hot, and the children are my greatest blessing in life. Don't badmouth your spouse or your former spouse in front of the kids. Just don't do it. There's no win in it for you. There's no win in it for the kids. If you have huge disagreements with your former spouse, which I'm sure you do, that's why they're former spouse. If you have huge disagreements with them, the children, certainly as they get older, they're going to have their own value system. They're going to figure out who's right, who's wrong. You don't want to be the parent that raised them trash-talking their mother. And even if she's trash-talking you, to them, there's no winning in it for you. Let it go. The kids will appreciate it one day. Even if they're too young to appreciate it now, let it go. Love them and raise them the best you can. It is what it is. Jesse, what if Somalis voted Republican? What do you think would happen? All right. Well, first of all, it wouldn't happen. Let's cover why. Somalia is a disgusting place. And specifically, Somali culture is a wretched, putrid culture that is so backwards and barbaric. It's one of the grossest things I've ever heard of in my entire life. The way they treat women, the way they steal, they're just the thieving. Somali culture is horrible. That makes Somali culture perfect for Democrat plans. Democrats will bring them in. They'll help them steal. They'll give them legal protection. The Somalis, who don't care about anything but stealing, the Somalis will then vote in one big block for Democrats who continue to help them steal. There is no winning over bringing in the wrong culture. This is something we have to understand about immigration. Now, I want all immigration cut off, absolutely all of it. I want every illegal deported, every single man, woman, and child. I don't care how long they've been here. I then want to start denaturalizing and deporting legal immigrants who have caused any problems whatsoever. I want your citizenship stripped. I want you gone. If you've so much as uttered a word against the United States of America or taken a public handout, citizenship stripped, gone. So I want illegals deported. I want legals deported. And then I want all immigration cut off, period, until we've deported 100 million people from my country and I can walk down the street again and read only signs in English. That's what I would prefer. Now let's talk about the people we do bring in. We don't want to discriminate, but why? Whenever we talk about immigration, I'll come back to this again and again and again. Discrimination is the greatest thing in the world, and you should practice it often. You should discriminate on who comes into your country. I would like to come into your country. Okay, where are you from? Somalia. Nope, not interested. Why? Because your country sucks and your culture is disgusting. And I have no desire to have your disgusting culture in my wonderful culture. Therefore, you're not welcome here. Go back to Somalia. but that's discriminating. Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. It's discriminating. Discriminate against Somalis. Yes. Pro-discrimination. Hey, we want to come into your country. Great. Where are you from? Well, we're from this wonderful Christian-based society where we believe in clean streets and low crime and low taxes, and we don't want government tyranny. We just want to work hard and raise our family. You know what? Yeah, I'll listen to what you have to say. You can come in, maybe, and earn citizenship one day. Maybe you're allowed to come in. You, Somalia, not allowed. You, wonderful culture, are allowed. Discriminate early, discriminate often. Discriminate in your personal life. Discriminate in your immigration system. Discriminate in your business. Discriminate, discriminate, discriminate over and over and over again. The most underrated thing in the world. Widely demonized. Well, we'd never discriminate. We shouldn't discriminate. What? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Discriminate early and often. No Somalis. None. The appropriate amount of immigration from Somalia is zero. That's the appropriate amount. Hey, Dr. Kelly, Dr. Chris, of archaeology. Remember, we decided on that yesterday, archaeology. My wife and I listened to your podcast the next day before dinner. She brought up a good point. What if Democrats are secretly making a deal with the Iranians to stall the peace talks until after the midterms, or even better, after 2028? I wouldn't put it past them. He says his name is Rich. Well, let's keep something in mind. Something I should probably point out. Senator Chris Murphy, you heard of him. I've played his audio before on the show. A full-blown communist senator, one of just the really gross people in Washington, D.C. Senator Chris Murphy, in response to a story, there was a story a couple days ago that some Iranian ships had, naval ships had bypassed our blockade or something along those lines. And Senator Chris Murphy publicly, you can go look at this up. I think maybe he deleted it by now, but publicly came out in response to this story and said, awesome. And everyone looked around and said, wait a minute, what? You're rooting for Iran? Well, let me give you a little other background. You can go read about this. The Federalist did an article on this as well. Guess who met secretly with the Somalis at a big European meeting of politicians years ago? It ended up being a scandal when it came out. Senator Chris Murphy. Okay. I have brought up this extremely uncomfortable subject before, and it makes people squirm in their chairs. It makes me squirm, but it is true. So let me say it as plainly as I can. Because Democrats are so anti-America now, the United States of America cannot possibly fight a long war in a successful way. It's not humanly possible. We cannot. You cannot fight a long war successfully if half of your country wants you to lose. Do you know how many Democrats would actually feed intelligence to the enemy? They've done it before. You think they wouldn't do it again? You think Chris Murphy would hesitate to slip battle plans to the Iranians if he thought he could do that legally? Hurt Trump, hurt Republicans in the poll numbers. Democrats will work day and night to ensure we lose a war. You cannot fight a long, successful war in far-off lands when one of the two major political parties is highly invested in you losing it. It's not humanly possible. No nation can do that. You can't survive that kind of disunity here at home. As I have said over and over and over again, in order to long-term save the United States of America, we have to have a reformed Democrat Party that is nothing like this. We cannot survive long-term like this. Now, we can hope and pray that they will change. We cannot survive long-term like this. All right? All right. Who's your cell phone provider? Do you pay AT&T to crap on your country? Verizon, T-Mobile, do you pay these companies to crap on your country? I don't. I used to. I have to own that. I pay Pure Talk now because Pure Talk doesn't crap on my country. Pure Talk gives me unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited high-speed data for $34.99 a month. They're on the same towers, so don't think you're getting some fly-by-night cell phone company. Their CEO fought for this country in Vietnam, and maybe most importantly, they hire Americans. When you pick up that cell phone you have and you dial #250 and you say Jesse Kelly, you will speak to a pleasant American. You'll be able to keep your phone number. It's hassle-free. You'll save money and deal with a patriotic company. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you want to email us your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, you can do that too. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Jesse, what do you think? The U.S. tells Israel, it's all yours now, baby, and we leave. We killed those who tried to assassinate Trump. Can we justify it now? All right. Let me explain. I'm not saying it can't be done, but let me explain why that is very, very difficult. So I don't know if you've been paying attention to this aspect of it, but one, Europe is very, very angry about this whole thing. Now, I know you don't care about Europeans and neither do I, but we might be talking about a breakup of NATO over this whole thing. That's okay. That's one. Two, it's not just Europe. The other Gulf states, like the UAE, the other Gulf states, they aren't happy either. Saudi Arabia isn't happy either. Also, there's another aspect to this. Russia and China are starting to move economically, and they're starting to talk about doing things like purchasing oil in the Chinese dollar instead of the American dollar. I know the Chinese dollar is not called the dollar. I don't care. I'm an American. That's what I call it. There are things happening economically, foreign policy-wise, that are seismic when it comes to how unpopular this entire thing is globally. Now, if you're the Trump administration, you understand all that. Everything I just said, I didn't inform them of any. They know all that. All right. Now, what if you just leave? Okay. Well, that looks bad too, doesn't it? Wait a minute, you went over there and you launched this whole operation. Now we have mines in the Strait of Hormuz. Ships can't get insurance. NATO's mad at us. The other Gulf states are mad at us. The rest of the globe's moving more towards Russia and China. And you just left? What'd you do all that for? Leaving doesn't look good either. I'm not saying don't do it. In fact, I probably would be in favor of that. But leaving doesn't look good either. And then there's the Israel aspect to the whole thing, because you mentioned Israel. Remember, Israel is technologically proficient, and they have excellent fighters. There's no question about it. There aren't very many of them. Israel is tiny. Israel has as many people as New York City, roughly. New York City! That's the whole country of Israel. Israel cannot handle Iran in a hot war one-on-one. They cannot do it because the numbers are not there. That's why Israel has for years used intelligence, used Mossad and things like that so proficiently to infiltrate Iran. And when you need this certain scientist wiped out, they can go get him. When you want to take out this general, you can go get him. Basically trying to use a scalpel to keep Iran hobbled in all the right ways. You can operate like that if you're Israel. They're very good at operating in that way. But that's different than big boy militaries going up against big boy militaries. Israel can't take on a country of 90 million freaking people without us. So if we pack it up and leave now, remember the division inside of the Iranian government? Remember what it is? In case you forgot. It looks like the civilian leadership, that they are the more moderate ones. Trump himself said this publicly. It looks like the generals who have not been killed are pretty predictable, not so moderate. And they don't want to make a peace deal. Well, between the two groups, who has more guns? If the United States of America packs it up now and leaves with no peace deal, again, I'm not arguing with you or saying it's wrong, but if we pack it up and leave with no peace deal, how quickly does an Iranian general shoot all the moderates in the head, and now you end up with as bad or worse of a dictator in charge of Iran than you had before? Well, now if you're Donald Trump, you wanted to go on this great adventure. It was Trump's choice. You wanted to do this great thing, heal the world and all this other crap. How bad do you look if you're Trump if Iran ends up worse than they were when we went there? Trump doesn't want that on his resume, right? Trump, at this point in time, is obviously hoping to get a deal so he can declare victory, no more economic problems, and come home and brag about it. If he can get it done and come home, he thinks he can get prices back under control. Maybe the poll numbers start looking better. He's trying to get it wrapped up. Remember, I'll read you this one. Here's a doozy. The worst net economic approvals at any point in his term, Donald Trump has the lowest one ever. Ever. Jimmy Carter was 22 points underwater in 1978. George Bush was 25 points underwater in 2006. Joe Biden was 25 points underwater in 2022. Donald Trump is 32 points underwater. He understands that can't continue. He needs to wrap it up and come home, but wrapping it up is important. If that general, if we pack it up and leave, and that general takes over Iran, do you think he's going to stop dropping mines in the Strait of Hormuz? You know what he's going to do? He's going to tell the entire international community, I have mines all over the Strait of Hormuz. Pay me a toll, and the Iranian Navy will escort your ship safely through there for a fee. That's what he's going to do. I'm telling you right now, it's what he's going to do. Can the United States of America own a mess like that? Can Donald Trump own a mess like that? This is the danger, the ever-present danger of these regime change things. And people always get sold on them by pointing out how evil and awful fill-in-the-blank country is. But they're evil and awful. Yeah, they are. But they're evil and awful. Yes, they are. But they've done terrible things. Yep, 100%. Should we go try to change the regime? I would slow down there. Oftentimes, that ends up worse than it was before. Foreign policy is not a game of risk where you move things around and things work out. Very complicated, very difficult. We have another hour. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.